American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. In this edition, we're welcoming Stacy Mendenhall and Ashley Swadner, and two people who are involved with the Relay for Life this year, which is sponsored by the American Cancer Society. Ladies, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Okay, so we want to start, first of all, Stacy, you're a team coach.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, explain what the Relay for Life is and how the American Cancer Society is involved and how they benefit from it.
Okay, so Relay for Life is the signature fundraising event of the American Cancer Society. It is a team event. It's not a race. It's a walking event. So teams come out, set up a campsite. We walk around the track, remembering those we've lost, honoring our survivors. And it's just a fun event overall. It is a fundraising event, but we do most of our fundraising prior to the event. So once we get out there, it's a celebration. We have entertainment activities. There's a survivor dinner that Ashley will talk about. And it's just a really good time to celebrate, remember, and fight back.
All right. So where does it take place?
This year, we're going to be at the University of Tulsa on Dietler Commons, which is right behind the library.
Okay. And you say it's a Relay for Life and you walk. So are you on a track or what happens there?
We're not on a technical track, but the sidewalk that goes around that area is going to be our track. And we'll have campsites set up around the perimeter of that.
So this is real casual then.
Very casual, okay. Yes. Right.
So when you say campsite, what do you mean by that?
So the teams will pitch a tent, like those canopies like you do when you're tailgating.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you put a tent up, you decorate it. We've got a theme. Our theme this year is Lights, Camera, Cure. So it's Hollywood theme. Mm-hmm. And then all throughout the night, you've got people at your campsite doing certain things or just hanging out. You've got always have someone on the track walking throughout the evening.
Okay.
And that's the relay part of Relay for Life. So for instance, my team actually carries a baton so that we know that we've got someone on the track at all times, so they just hand it off to the next person when they're going to walk.
Okay, so what day is this?
It's going to be Friday, June 14th.
All right, so it's Friday, June 14th. They show up at what time?
The event starts at 6 with our ceremony, opening ceremony, and then it goes until 11 p.m.
But you say they're there. Is it an all-night thing?
Not anymore. It used to be an overnight event, and now it just ends at
11. 5 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So basically, you got your tent set up before then. You start at 6.
Yeah.
Then you start walking for 5 hours.
Yes.
Okay. So you're a team coach. You've got your team.
Yes.
Now, when did you guys sign up to do this? Have you been doing it every year, or what's the...
This is my 20th year for relaying, yes.
Wow, that's okay. Yeah. Why have you been involved with this for 20 years? Do you have personal motivation for that?
I do, and pretty much everyone that participates in this event does. 20 years ago, someone from the ACS, the American Cancer Society, came in and told us about this event. And at that time, it had been about 4 years since I lost my mom to cancer.
Hmm.
And so I walked in her memory. And ever since then, I've just been very passionate about this event. Sadly, throughout the years, I have met more and more people that have either lost someone or are survivors, which I'm very happy about the survivors. So I always have a reason every year there's someone else that I'm relaying for.
Right. Now, how many people are on your team?
My team has 14 people on it right now.
Do you recruit those every year, or since you've been doing it for so long, you see a lot of returns?
A lot of returns. Now, mine is a company event, a company team, but I've also had personal teams. I've captained two teams at the same time before.
Mm-hmm. Now, so are there a lot of companies that get involved?
There are several companies, but we also have several of our teams, our friends and family teams.
Yep. How many teams will you see this year, do you think?
We have, I think, about 29 teams
right
now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do each of them have about 14 or 15 people on them?
They average from about 8 to some of the companies actually will have over 20 people.
Okay, so you've got several hundred people that are going to show up to walk around on the course. We'll call it a course.
Yes.
So you walk around, and you mentioned that you guys carry a baton to make it just a little bit more official for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so you make it around once and you switch, or what do you do?
We usually do about 20 to 30 minutes. We'll walk, and it's not usually one person. We'll go out as a group together. And our baton, we put all the names of our survivors and the people that we're walking in memory of, just as a reminder of why we're doing it.
Right. Okay. So in the midst of all of this, you did mention that it's a fundraiser.
Yes.
So how are you raising money walking around the course like this? How does that work?
So at the event, there will be on-site fundraisers. So teams will be selling things. I think someone's theme is going to be Steel Magnolias, and they're selling red velvet cupcakes, of course. I don't think it's going to be an armadillo.
Yep.
And so they're selling different things on site. We're also going to be selling luminarias, which are the bags that have, that we put the...
Not the floating ones. But
not the floating ones, the ones that sit on the ground, and you can decorate those and you can purchase those in honor of or in memory of someone as well. And we do light those at a ceremony at 10 o'clock.
Now, your team, each individual person, do they have sponsors? Can they go out and get people to sponsor them?
We do encourage each team member to raise money. Once they reach $100, that's when they earn their event shirt.
Yeah.
But our team, we ask each person to raise as much as they can. When you sign up, you actually can get a personal website or webpage so that you can personalize it, send it out to all your friends and family, hook it up to Facebook, your social media accounts. You can raise money online. You can get money just donated, cash and checks. You can turn those in as well. We do a lot of group events for our team. We actually had a waffle breakfast yesterday and raised $300 in our office.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, that's kind of me. I'm kind of lazy. I'd just as soon give you money and do it that way and support so people can do that.
Yes.
Now, you still have time because this is in June.
Correct.
So people could still get involved with their favorite person that they might have heard about the Relay for Life but maybe didn't know what it was. Now they can go say, hey, Joe,
yes.
Now I know what you're doing.
So, yes.
And here's some money.
Yes.
So is it pretty successful? Obviously, you've been doing it for 20 years. I guess it does raise money effectively for American Cancer Society, correct?
Yes. We raise over $100,000 every year for
awesome.
Our event.
Wow.
Yes.
Is that growing every year?
It grows a few percentage points every year. We always set our goal to be a little bit higher every time. We now are a Tulsa Metro event because some of the suburbs used to have their own events, but they declined. So we actually are now doing one large event, which really I think is a lot more fun.
Yeah, of course it would be.
Because I live in Broken Arrow, but I relay in Tulsa.
That's there would be a lot more people involved and come and make it a lot more exciting as they're there. So in terms of your situation when you're doing this, let's switch over to Ashley. And Ashley, you're what they call the survivor chair.
Yes.
Now, can you explain, we've talked about those who walk in memory of someone who has passed from cancer, but there are numbers of people, especially now, it seems like there are a lot of strides being made in the treatment of cancer to the point that there are a lot more survivors than there used to be for certain types of cancer. So what do you do? When we say survivor chair, what does that mean?
I am pretty much in charge of anything survivor related. So this year we're bringing back food trucks. So we have a survivor dinner that starts at 5:30. Every survivor and one caregiver will get a ticket to where the food trucks make a special menu for them. They get to turn in that ticket and then they'll get the dinner. A lot of times we ask the food trucks for the general public to take their menu and maybe add a dollar to it, and that's what they can donate back to the event. So we have a survivor tent where the survivors and their caregivers like gather to eat. We also have bingo that's going to be going on. We're having a get-to-know-you game. There's crafts that we're going to be doing. So a lot of events to really honor these survivors and the people who have passed and the hard work that all these caregivers have to go through to help with those survivors.
Now, that starts at 5:30. So
Yes. It
sounds like you've got a lot of things going on that are probably going to run past 6 o'clock when the walk starts, correct? With all the games and the different things that you do.
Yeah. Yes.
So how long does your part usually take? And do you have a big turnout for that?
I mean, mine kind of goes throughout the whole event, just making sure that survivors know where to go, caregivers know where to go. If anybody has any questions, then I'm there to help.
Sounds like between the two of you now, you've got hundreds of people that are walking the course, But it sounds like you also have other people that are just coming and going all evening that just come to be a part and yes. see and watch and see and do the things that you're talking about. So in terms of what you do, how long is this a tent that's been every year for a while, or how long yes. have you been doing it?
Yes. I started, it was kind of weird. My first time coming out to the event was in 2017. And then I was a little bit involved last year. And then Christy got me on board with the survivors this year. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a survivor. And so I had a couple of years that were really rough for me to really participate. And I didn't know what really there was to do. And so this year she gave me a chance to actually help survivors. And it's something that's
well, let's,
really
if you
weird.
Don't mind, let's talk mm-hmm. a bit about what you went through.
Okay.
So what kind of cancer did you contract, and how did you fight it?
I was diagnosed in 2016 with cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. I had went to doctors. I had one doctor tell me I was too complicated and I needed a second opinion. So I went over to St. John's, and my doctor there, she was like, well, you're new. I'm still going to run the test. And about a week later, she needed biopsies and
now,
found it.
How old are you?
I am 29.
29 years old. And that was in 20. So you're
26.
Actually 26 when you mm-hmm. contracted cervical cancer.
Yes.
Is this unusual for a person your age?
No, okay. Actually, it's cervical cancer is one that's newer. They're finding more and more research about it because it can kind of just sneak up on you. You don't have too many symptoms. And if you don't go for your checkups the way you're supposed to, then
your regular checkups mm-hmm. with the things that are done normally will at least there might be a marker that would show up in tests.
Yes.
If you
yes.
go on a regular basis and just do the stuff you're supposed to do.
Yes.
Is that what happened with you?
Yes. And somehow my other doctor missed it. Mm. And so when this one just took a chance and did the tests again, they ended up finding some irregularities and they wanted to do some biopsies. Luckily, I was only stage one, so they were able to cut it all out, and then it just kind of became a healing process from there.
So you went through a major operation.
I did. It wasn't too extreme. Luckily, they were looking to make sure it hasn't broken through any membranes or spread throughout the body, and it hadn't because we caught it in time. And so I was very, very lucky to be able to go in for a procedure, and I got to go home that night. And I just got put back on yearly checkups in September.
So wow. Instead of having to go every 6 weeks?
Yeah, I went every 3 months for a while, and then it was every 6 months, and I was checking in with all my doctors, yep. and mm-hmm. it was...
So your healing process, how did that go?
It was awful. My body shut down a lot. I couldn't fight off any infections. My immune system was just shot. And so I work with really good doctors now and an allergy specialist who they've kind of built back up that immunity.
Now, were you on chemotherapy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Basically, you were just healing.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yes.
So that's the way things have changed mm-hmm. because in the past, obviously, you were in and out probably in a day or so in
yes.
terms of the operation.
Yeah.
And then they sent you home to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got back out got back to a place where you felt like you were kind of back to quasi normal,
yeah.
how long did it take you to get there?
This year.
Wow.
It took a few years. Last year I wasn't even allowed to go outside because my body couldn't handle it. And so the medicines and stuff I'm on now are finally working. Mm-hmm. And that's why I got to dive in with Christy on this event. And I was like, yes, I want to help. Like I can help this year.
So you have a big message for people about regular checkups, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Get do them.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't take no for an answer. If you feel like something is wrong, have a second opinion. I had so many doctors tell me that they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. I had one tell me to get over it.
Really?
Yes. So it took finding, I have a good primary care who referred me to this OB, and it just took that. It took someone believing me and me saying something's off, something's not right. It's not just an emotion that I feel something's wrong.
How many doctors did you go to before this one?
Before this one,
You're not going to say more than two or three.
I've had some issues since I was younger with this. And so I've been through a lot of doctors. And so she's actually my 11th. Since I was 16. And so that's what made the previous doctor before her say, well, you're just too complicated, because she was relating everything to my past issues that I've had and didn't really look at what the current issue was. And the doctor that I have now, she was like, nope, we're going to start from beginning. We're going to run all the tests, do everything. This is what I like to do with my new patients. And a week later, I got called in. She did the biopsies.
So I'm going to guess at this point that for the most part, this type of situation, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. They might have different feelings or different things going on. But the common denominator for all of it is do your regular visits to your doctor.
Yes.
And that way, when things don't line up as normal, you can go farther with what it might be.
Yes.
And that would be the thing that would be the same for everyone, regardless of the symptoms. Correct.
Yes. And it doesn't, I went through a struggle where I was like, well, I got lucky, you know, like it was only stage one. Yeah. I shouldn't be complaining that I can't go outside or that I can't do this and that my body's healing, because some people have chemotherapy. Some people have it a lot worse, but it really does affect you. Even once they finally say that you're cancer free, it's still a long journey.
Yeah. It is. Let's go back really quick to Stacy. And Stacy, we've got just a little bit of time here left. So again, let's go over when, where, what, how do you get involved, website, all that stuff.
Okay. So it's going to be Friday, June 14th. Opening ceremony starts at 6. If you are a survivor, you can register. And that survivor dinner starts at 5:30 and it does go till 11. It's at TU, the Dietler Commons. One thing I do want to note, though, that some people are surprised by, we count a survivor from the time you are diagnosed. There's no set time that you have to go through to be called a survivor. So we've actually had someone show up who was diagnosed the morning of our event.
Wow.
And we celebrated them as a survivor. So
if you're breathing.
If you're breathing and you have been diagnosed, you're a survivor. We want to celebrate you, and we invite you and encourage you to come out.
Good point.
And participate in this event.
So you've still got time if you want to have a team.
Yes.
You still have time to put one together. How would they do that? Well, who would they talk to?
So you can go out to our website, which is relayforlife.org/TulsaMetroOK.
Say that again.
relayforlife.org/TulsaMetroOK.
All right.
And you can click on join this event and you can create a team. Or you can even just sign up as a survivor if you want to come out to the dinner, and you can register that way. You can see all the other different teams. If you want to donate to a team or donate to the event, same website, you can donate as well.
Okay. So Friday, June 16th, right?
14th.
June 14th.
June 14th.
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
At TU.
Yes.
What else?
There's also an app that you can download on your phone with American Cancer Society. I find that a lot easier for me. And it's...
Oh, you're a millennial, it figures. Yeah. So that's on the App Store. Just go there.
Yes, yeah. And you can even search teams. So if you know someone who already started a team, you can search the teams and join their team from there. You can, if you just want to make a donation because you're not sure if you can go out, you can do that as well.
All right, great. Stacy Mendenhall and Ashley Swadner with Relay for Life, sponsored by the American Cancer Society. Thanks for being here today, ladies.
Thank you.
This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Burt Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.